Parsha Kitiso, we have the story of Cheda Egel. And Moshe's up in Shemayim, and Hashem tells him, go down. They're doing bad, go down. And the Pasuk tells us, and he brought down the Luchot with him. Why did Moshe bring the Luchot with him? And then the Pasuk tells us a few Pesukim later, not in Pasuk Yitet, so Moshe comes down and he sees the eagle and the dancing and he gets angry and he throws the luchot down and he breaks them there. So what was it that Moshe was trying to do? Why did he bring the luchot? And if he brought them, and why did he break them? What is going on here? So the Sforno tells us, and meaning, was Moshe surprised? Hashem told him, Am Yisrael's doing bad down there, go down. He shouldn't have been surprised. So either if they're doing bad and they don't need the luchot, then they shouldn't have them. Then he shouldn't bring them. And what was the surprise? Why did he get angry? What's going on in the story? So the Sforno tells us that he had a two-pronged plan. Shnei luchot ha'idu b'yado. He chashav shebeshuvo aleim yashuvo b'tshuva. He thought, when they see Moshe, they'll all do tshuva. And if not, if that's not enough, then he'll smash down the luchot, meaning that was part of the plan. Either they'll do tshuva just from seeing me, and if not, I'll smash the luchot, and that'll be a way to get them to do tshuva. When Moshe retells the story in Sefer Dvarim, in source 4 on the sheet, it says, and I'm broken from your eyes. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Says the Sforno, source 5, Lo yivi Moshe Rabbeinu ad haluchot, ela kidei l'shabrem leinem, l'shaber libam azonah, kidei shechzer b'tshuva. This is all a plan to get them to do tshuva. So it's a two-part plan. Either they'll see me, they'll be so inspired, or realize the error of their ways, because part of what the issue was that Moshe didn't come back. So when they see him, oh, we were wrong, everything's good, and do tshuva. But if not, I'll throw these luchot down, and they'll realize something's up, and they'll all do tshuva. So that was Moshe's plan. But then Pasuk Yitet, he only decides to throw him down at what point? When he sees the eagle, vayard the eagle, umechalod vayicharaf Moshe, and he gets angry. So what happened there? So says the Sforno, we're back in Source 3, kishira'a shayu smechim bekilkul shalasu. What made him angry? When he saw that they were happy with the bad thing they did. Kinyan kir'atachi az taluzi. What is that quote? It's from Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Source 6. Pasuk says, "Melody diveti asotam zimatar rabim v'sar kodesh avru me'alayich ki ra'atechi az talozi." What did you do? You did something lewd. You did something inappropriate, something past, and then you got happy about it. So he's quoting the end of the pasuk that says, "When you do evil, and then you did something happy." What is this about? So Rashi there on that pasuk in Yirmiyahu tells us, "Kishatem ovrim avera atem smechim." When you do something bad and you're happy about it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is getting so mad about, says the Sforno. It's not that they did something bad. People do bad things. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get angry. It's they did something bad, and they were happy about it. Then he got so angry, and v'no'ash yeyosh, he despaired. Because you could do bad, and you could do tshuva. He was coming down to get them to do tshuva. It didn't surprise them they did something wrong. Hashem told them they were doing something wrong. Go down. Okay, so let me go get them to do tshuva. But the fact that they were doing bad and they were being happy about it, that makes it a problem. To go back to the way they were, their original status, and in Mamar HaSinai, to be worthy of those luchot, that was the problem. The Radak on that pasuk in Yirmiyahu helps us understand this reference to Yirmiyahu a little bit better. Yeradak quotes the following midrash. B'shah shechara Beit HaMikdash matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avram omed b'Beit HaMikdash. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashem found Avram Avinu. Now again, Avram wasn't alive at the time of Beit HaMikdash, is a midrash, but in other words, the character Avram Avinu was walking around at the spot of the Beit HaMikdash. Amar lo, ma'ali did beiti. So Hashem says to Avram, what are you doing here? Amar lo, al iskei b'ni. I came because of my children who just had a korban abayit. So Hashem says, yeah, your kids sinned. Bigalu, and they were exiled. So Avram Avinu wants to defend his kids. Amrlo Hashemah b'shogi chatu. Maybe they did it by accident. And Hashem has an answer. And Avram says, Shema mi'utam chatu. Maybe it was just a few of them. And Hashem says, no, it was a lot of them. And finally, after all of Avram's arguments, finally Avram says, Shema imhim tanta lahem hayu chozer b'tshuva. Maybe if you waited, give them time. So yes, you convinced me. They did something wrong. It was on purpose. It wasn't just a few of them. It was a lot of them. It was a pretty bad thing. But maybe, had you given them more time, they would have done tshuva. And Hashem says, Amar lo, kira'atechi az talozi. You do evil and you rejoice. What does that tell us? We all do something bad. We're not perfect. We're not malachim. We're human beings. We make mistakes. And Hashem has given us the koach to do tshuva. The ability to tshuva. It's very nice and kind of Him. Instead of always punishing us right away, He gives us the opportunity to do tshuva, and that way we won't get punished. If you do tshuva, you rectify the situation, and we'll be okay. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Am Yisrael, not only that they did the egel, that would be bad, but they're dancing. If you're dancing, that means that there's no hope for tshuva, because that means you're happy with what you did. When you sin, and then you regret it, there's an opportunity for us to do tshuva. That's our opportunity. You think you did something wrong? Well, let's work on the situation. But if you're being happy about it, then there's no chance for tshuva. I can't tell you to sin if you're to do tshuva for your sin if you're happy about the situation. And therefore, Moshe said, "That's it." At this point, he has to throw down the luchot and smash them, and that's the only way to try to get them to tshuva. Realize that you shouldn't be happy about this. This is something terrible that you did. That's what the pasuk is saying. Vayar et ha'egel u'mecholot. He saw the egel and the dancing. Vayicharaf Moshe, and Moshe got angry. So this is a message for us from the Sforno. Sforno is telling us, yes, we often can make mistakes. We're human beings. We should try to not make mistakes. But we sometimes succumb to our weaknesses and the situation, and we have our taivot, and we may give in to them. But the problem isn't, I mean, that's a minor problem, but it's an obstacle, a challenge that we can overcome and deal with. But that's as long as every time I do the sin, I feel bad about it. I may sin and stumble, and I go, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I wish I hadn't done that. Perfect opportunity for me to do tshuva, say, I won't do it again, or I'll try not to do it again, and work on ourselves, and put up gedarim, and try to work on ourselves so that we don't do it again. But that can only happen as long as when I did the sin, I realized it was bad, and I can decide that I wish I hadn't done it. If when I do the sin and I go, wow, that's gewaldig, that's wonderful, let's dance, let's have a party, this is a wonderful thing that I don't consider it a sin anymore. And if I don't consider it a sin, then there's no hope for tshuva. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was so bothered about. Vayar et ha'egel mechalot vayicharaf Moshe. So we should remember, okay, unfortunately, many times in life we're going to stumble, we're going to sin. We should always remember that we should always treat it as something to regret, something to work on, something to rectify, never to be happy and complacent about it, certainly never to celebrate such a sin. And then we have our hope for tshuva and for Hashem's mechila.